Good morning. 76 degrees here at 10:12, coming up on 10:13 on the mighty 690 KGGF. And on the phone now, we have Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
Good morning, and I'm doing great. How about your morning?
Oh, it's going just fine, and I'm glad to have you here. So what is going on right now at the Coffeyville Friends of Animals? You've had a busy past week.
We did. The big swim at the water park was a huge success. We took in like $75 in cash and then all kinds of dry food for cats and dogs and puppies and kittens. And just from looking at the pictures on Facebook, looked like everybody was having a great time. The dogs were all very well behaved. And we even had some people that repeated from last year and said they'll be back the coming year. So maybe it'll get out and people see how neat it is and start responding and coming out and filling the pool full of dogs, because it was a lot of fun to watch it on Facebook. Did you get to see it on Facebook?
I did not. But, you know, I thought about, so I was in the studio last week, when you were on. So I didn't get to actually talk with you last week, but I was listening along. And I know we haven't spoken too much in person yet. So it's always good for that. But I was thinking, so I have a 3-year-old Shiba Inu. And for everyone listening out there, that's actually a dog, sort of a dog. but they, and I'm sure you know all about them, but the,
Tell me about it.
So they are a Japanese dog. It's one of the oldest dog breeds, actually. It's one of the 16 original dog breeds, and they almost died out after World War II because, just everything going on there in Japan. But basically, the Japanese people bred these dogs and they bred a lot of their ideas into this dog. It's actually a national monument in Japan, but they act very much like cats. So they hate water. And so I was like, there's no way he would be absolutely miserable. I have proven he can swim. He does not like to swim. You know, I put up in a creek and he swam to the shore. So it proves that he can swim, but he would be miserable. So I did not bring him. But for those Labradors, I'm sure they were in hog heaven.
Oh, yes. There was a Boston Terrier I saw that was splashing around having a good time. So they had all shapes and sizes. And like I said, it's just a neat thing. They haven't done this for too many. This may have only been the second or third. It hasn't been going on for long. So it's catching on. And I noticed on the national news, there's other parks that are doing the same thing. So we're just right in there with them all and just trying to make sure the community remembers that the shelter's there. And, you know, just good pet care is always important. And interacting with your pet is the best thing you can do. We've had a lot of adoptions going on, and August usually for us is very quiet because the fair and rodeo is here, we have school starting, and people just have other things, maybe finishing up vacations, other things going on that they can't or don't think bringing in a pet is a good time. But this August has been fantastic, and even this week I get to talk about when you're a board member at CFA, you volunteer a weekend in rotation. So that way we're out there in the shelter, we're working, you know what's going on. And so this last weekend was mine. And I'm thinking, well, let's see how many people are going to show up. And, you know, Saturday afternoon we were swamped, people coming in. We had a lot of adoptions, and that always makes me very proud to be there when I get to actually watch an adoption occur. And we had three cats. Black Widow was a beautiful black cat. Alice, I can't remember what Alice looks like, but Nancy and Butter were litter mates. Nancy was kind of a tiger color, and Butter, obviously, was yellow. And anyway, we just to have that many cats adopted is wonderful. So all of those cats were adopted. And then in the dogs, Josie was adopted, Shiloh, and Yoga. And Josie's been with us for quite a while, so this is always good to see. When you have an animal that's been there for quite a while get adopted, that's very pleasing. The other two, maybe not so long. And sometimes it's a quick, you know, they enter the shelter, and maybe within a week or two they are adopted. But other times it may take us a few months. So good news for all those, and we have pictures of those adoptions and their new parents on Facebook page. So if you want to go to Facebook and see the new family being built, there they are. Now, let's talk about what we have available. And again, we have a new shelter director, Oksana. She's doing a fantastic job. And she's chosen, instead of me just kind of rambling on about all the animals there, I just talk about the few that she has selected. And for anyone that wants to know what's at the shelter, you can go to our Facebook page. You go to CFA, and we pop up, and we are doing a good job of keeping it current, so the animals you see are there. And the best way, though, to know if that's really an animal you'd like to bring into your home is to come out to the shelter and interact. But here we go. We have Elvis. Elvis is cute as he can be. He's about 3 years old, and he's a Jack Russell Terrier. And he's very sweet. When he came in, he was just loaded with fleas. So we gave him a good bath and scrubbed him up, and you could just tell the difference it made in him. And he was starting to get more energetic and want to interact. He likes to be held. I took him outside and walked him, and he walked for a while and ran around, and then he jumped on me, wanted me to pick him up. So, of course, I did. So he would make someone a lovely dog. He seems to dislike everybody and just that perfect size to cuddle up in your lap. Ivan is an eight-month-old shepherd mix. He's got a lot of energy, a lot of spunk, and he would probably need to be an only child because he doesn't really like the other dogs around him too much, so he needs to be probably the only one. He is young, so therefore, you know, you'd have to do some training with his manners, but other than that, he would be a great companion and eager to learn. Ace is an eight-month-old Ridgeback mix, and he is Ace along with cats, kids, and other dogs, so that's even a better situation. Sometimes you already have one pet, and you want that pet to have a companion, so Ace might be just the one you're looking for, and he's still young at 8 months. He does like to climb fences, so you would either have to have a very tall fence, or again, training needs to take place to keep him from climbing those fences, and the best training for that is obviously exercise. If a dog is well exercised, a lot of times these behaviors that aren't too becoming to them will go away because they're tired, you know, and they feel good about being home. So Ace is the next one I wanted to talk about. All three of these have a $75 adoption fee, and that goes towards their spay or neutering and a basic vet check, a parvo and distemper vaccine, a flea and tick bath, and a nice adoption box that we've been able to put together through donations from a company, I believe it was PetSmart, that had a huge overflow of all kinds of goodies, and it was given to one of our rescue groups who gave it to us. So it's wonderful because now we're making these nice big boxes for you to take home, and there's treats and toys and leashes, just good things to get you started with your new pet. And also with that fee is also one round of worming. So those are the dogs that are available. I have a couple of cats I can talk about. Bertha is a two-year-old female. She really enjoys sleeping under her bed. We always provide the cats with kind of a bench to climb on and then a blanket, of course, in their litter box. She gets underneath her blanket, so you walk by and you think, okay, there's Bertha. And then you realize she's underneath that blanket, so she's a little shy. But after she, you know, she would warm up, I'm sure, but that's just the way she loves to sleep. And she's a very nice cat. We also have Clementine. That's a year-old female calico. And she was picked up by animal control, and she's got a few scratches on her faces, so we don't know if she encountered another cat along the way or just exactly what. But they make her look kind of tough because she's got some scratches, but she's actually very sweet and very affectionate. And her adoption fee is also $55. And it's kind of the same way with the cats. You know, it's the vet check. Of course, we don't do the flea and tick bath, but everything else is just like I spoke about with the dogs. And great news, we've decided to start being open 7 days a week now. On Mondays, we tried to kind of not be open to the public, but if you showed up, we certainly let you in. But we were trying to get some things organized and done. So now we are there Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 in the evenings, and on the weekends, it's 1 to 4. And as I said, go to Facebook and look at our neat pictures of our animals that are there. Our telephone number is working. It's 620-252-6060, and Facebook, again, is the way to contact us. We are located across the street from the Water Waste Treatment Plant, so come out and see us. If you're wondering about donations, since this great thing at the pool happened, we are pretty much caught up now with the dry dog food, but we're always in constant need of dog treats and kitty treats and paper towels. Bleach, sometimes people like to bring in, you know, what cleaning supplies do you need? Well, we use a lot of bleach, obviously. Dawn detergent's fantastic. because that's one of the things we use to help with the flea and tick bath that we give. So donations are wonderful. And you will find, being in this community, James, that people support our local activities that we have. A lot of our nonprofits are very successful, and it's due to the community support. So you will find this out, because you will be probably involved in Match Day that's coming next month.
I'm sure I will. Yeah, that's great.
And you're probably going, what's Match Day? But you'll find out all about it.
Yes.
And it's just one of our foundations here in town that bring all the nonprofits together, and then people will come in. And if you make a donation towards that particular nonprofit, then they match it. So it's a really good financial boost for a lot of these organizations. But we welcome you to Coffeyville, and you yourself need to come out and check out the shelter. And I'm sure you're like Matt. You've probably been watching on Facebook things I'm talking about, because that's what Matt always did with me. So
I saw the hours, which is great. Also, you were mentioning the need for dog treats. Do you give your dogs rawhide chews?
No, we do not.
Okay.
We do not do the rawhide.
All right.
Because they have said that that's not good. So the kind of treats that we're talking about are usually the milk bone type.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly doesn't have to be name brand, but that type of a treat. And we use those for, when we're trying to walk them on, when we're trying to do some training, obviously. But the best thing about them is when we take them out to their outside kennel, they go out and they do their business, they exercise, and then to get them to come in easier, they know there's going to be a treat waiting for them in their kennel. So then they come charging in, sure enough, there's that treat. So that's what a lot of the treats, and that's why we go through so many, is because twice a day they're let outside and exercised and do the kind of thing, and then we bring them in. So anyway, and who doesn't like to give a dog a treat?
Absolutely.
So there you go.
It's positive reinforcement.
That's right. Lots of reinforcement.
Excellent.
So, anyway, that's what we've got going on this week, and hopefully as time goes, we're going to start kind of some of our other activities. We had date night, and that was a fun activity. We had people volunteer to take a dog out for the evening, and we had some funny stories because of it, and they were loving their hamburgers, and one of the dogs enjoyed the hamburger but wouldn't touch the fries. Another dog stole the Dr. Pepper and was drinking the Dr. Pepper out of the person's cup when they weren't looking. So we had some good stories and some good adoptions. The adoptions occurred from that, too. So.
Hey, well, that's really great. Well, Becky, I really appreciate you being on here today, and I look forward to chatting with you again next week.
Absolutely, and I'm going to go look up your dog so I have a visual, because
yes.
I think that's a cool story. So.
Yeah, it's the Doge. Yeah, it's the Doge coin dog. So if you've heard of that at all, it's like an internet meme now. I did not get the dog because it's an internet meme, but yeah, if you just look up Shiba Inu, you'll have more than you bargained for. I'll just say that.
I'll have lots of readings, what you're saying.
Yes, yes. All right.
All right. Well, thanks again.
Thanks so much.
I'll be talking to you next Thursday.
All right. That sounds good. You have a good one.
Thank you.
Becky Barnhart with the Coffeyville Friends of Animals here on the Mighty 690. And we're going to be right back continuing with Open Line in just moments here on KGGF.